311.
Good afternoon to you. This is the 311 radio show on VOB 92.9 FM, where we chat with the Barbados Fire Service. Hear what's going on, your fire prevention tips, hear what's happening in the Barbados Fire Service, and so, so much more. I am Crystal J. Paul, and with us today, we have three officers, Senior Fire and Life Safety Officer Natasha Ford.
Hi, pleasant. Good afternoon to each and every one of you. Hope you're having a fantastic Sunday.
Yes, and Fire and Life Safety Officers Jason Collins and Kevin Sobers.
Hi, good afternoon, Barbados, and happy Sunday to everyone.
Good afternoon, Barbados. Thanks for joining us.
Yes, yes, how are you doing? How are you all doing? Oh, wow. Okay.
I am really good. I'm really good. I don't know, the entire region party normal world, but I'm really good at the most.
Okay, that's good. I'm assuming you're speaking for everybody. Wonderful.
We're glad to be alive.
Not for everybody, for sure.
Okay, that's good. All right, well, you know, it's another edition of the 311 radio show, and we are still in, well, this is now the last Sunday in July.
And it's also our year of the 311 radio show. We would have a birthday.
You know what? I was waiting for it. And it just totally missed it.
With everything else that is going on, I don't know how we could miss our own birthday.
Oh, my word.
4 years.
4 years. That is amazing. Do you remember the date?
It was around the 12th or something. I have to go and look again.
Okay. Four years.
Yeah, 4 years. Baby mother, I feel so wrong for forgetting my baby's birthday. I mean, everything else seems to have priority and not remembering what I gave birth to. Mr. J, and you should be disappointed because you're a godmother.
That's true. You know, I was waiting for it. I was like, okay, July is 4 years of the 311 radio show. July will be 4 years. I even posted it. Next month will be 4 years of the three. And look, all gone.
I mean, with everything that took place, Elsa taking place. Elsa came and filled the show as always.
Yes. Yes.
That was it.
Maybe we should get Officer Sobers to sing an anniversary, happy birthday song for the 311 radio show.
Yeah, I honestly would, but I'm so hurt that y'all forgot.
Oh my. 4 years of the Barbados of the
Now we see why some children are never adopted.
So happy birthday to the 311 radio show. 4 years on the air. And we
skip it.
Hooray!
Skip it!
Hooray!
Wow, I can't believe 4 years already. We've learned so much in 4 years. My goodness, we've done so much, you know. It would be interesting to do some kind of compilation of all the shows we've done. We've heard from the retirees, which was always fun. There's one that is very memorable. You know who he is.
Definitely Mr. Ward.
Yes, definitely Mr. Ward.
Natasha and I were having that same conversation with Mr. Ward. We remember his cameo on the 311 show.
His stories. Yes.
On the stories. Oh my goodness. The guests that we would have had on the show during that period as well. Those who came, of course, and enlightened us. We had persons from, let me say if my memory is still good. We had a guy from, the tires.
Quality tires. Yes. That was.
Giving kudos to the wrong person. Anyhow, then of course we had persons from Hurricane Season, Department of Emergency Management.
Yes, we had
them. We had Robert Haywood, and he would have brought the earthquake specialist. I do not remember her name now, but I'm talking about some timers. Miss Bird from the St. George Primary School.
Yes. We would have had from Servitech as well, because we would have been talking about the, I remember talking about the fact that there are so many homes that would have rodents under the stoves. And I remember that. That stuck with me.
From Massey.
Massey, yes. Yes. And Servitech. We would have had Servitech as well, talking about the need to service your washing machines and so on. Yeah, would have had them as well.
We had a number of people pass through this.
Yes. And
had, of course, the officers' children as well, who were accolades to their dads and such like. We would have had Tanya, we would have had Jamal, Jamal Green. We would have had the deputy chief's daughter. We would have had sub-officer Bourne's daughter, Jaleesa Bourne.
We had the fire cadets.
Fire cadets.
Not, of course, to forget the officers themselves. We had station officer Bourne, who would occasionally pass through still. We had, not to forget, Carlos Bishop. Call on him anytime. Sub-officer Bishop, he's there. We had, of course, station officer Patrick Edwards.
Yes.
Small, station officer Small. Can't forget the big appearance by the chief fire officer. I mean, I wish I'd have named that number one because it took almost
4 years. I remember.
The program.
Right.
Officers themselves. We had Officer Blake. We had Slocum. We had who?
Beckham.
All of them would have contributed to the success of this school.
We can't forget the EMTs, Shelly and Chase.
Shelly, yes.
We would have also had, forgetting
anyone. As I said, right, I'm suffering with some timer.
Okay. I can give you two more. We would have had the, I can't remember if he was a chief fire officer or a senior fire officer from Cayman. He would have been here to talk about. Yes. And we can't forget Carl Alpadmore, who was on the show as well.
You can't forget. You can't forget him. You just want to.
But honestly, over the 4 years, from what we recapped and said, so many friends have passed through this program and made the journey so much more enjoyable, not just for us, but also for the listeners in terms of the information that they shared. And from the reduction in fire that has been happening over the years, all we can say is thanks to all those persons who have played a vital role in joining the program, those who have been listening, thanks so much on behalf of myself, my colleagues, the chief fire officer, everyone, thank you so much. And trust me, this is not, I mean, Kansas is only the beginning, but the ideas that we have going forward, stay tuned. It's going to be a world race, so just hold on and enjoy the roller coaster of fire prevention, code enforcement, and the Barbados Fire Service. So thank you to all those who have joined us. Even if you forgot to mention your name, you're not forgotten, because we have all the podcasts that we can play over. And those who have missed, feel free to go on the site and listen back to your favorite episodes or what you missed, because those 4 years was filled with so much information that not only helps us as the Barbados Fire Service, but it also helps us to help you in preventing so many fires and us having to respond unnecessarily and seeing persons lose all that they've worked so hard for. So again, thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning in. And don't stop. Don't stop.
Wait, so let you close in our program. Right, so listen to him, you're still giving our thanks. All right, let me put Jason on the spot. What has been one of your favorite programs thus far?
The ones that you were present for.
The ones that you were present for.
I mean, they obviously had a touch of class to them, obviously. I would say that I had obviously missed for one or another reason. I would have missed a number of programs. There was the COVID rate was otherwise assigned and so on.
Right.
But, you know, I must always commend the fact that the team, whether or not LF Ford is on vacation or anybody's or whatever, we always find a way to make this happen for you, the public of Barbados that we serve. And I think that in itself has to be given kudos, because it is not easy, one, to find a topic weekly. Sometimes getting persons to be available on a particular date or time to correspond with your time and along with our time. Is as you know, it has been a challenge over the years, but we somehow always seem to, you know, make it happen. I want to say, can't say a perfect program, because there were so many great experiences that we were going through them. The ones that I were present for that I can remember off the top of my head, there was so many exciting programs. You know, I guess we can say the ones that were dedicated to the parents, where the children of our officers came in and, you know, give their peace and so on. Those would be special, because I think we all can relate to the fact that family and our jobs, family and our jobs, you can relate to the fact how, you know, how they in time, how they correlate, so to speak. So I think that those would be programs that are special to all of us as fire officers, because, you know, family is important as much as we have our careers and we have the public to serve. Family is always very important. So those would be some that would stand out in my mind for sure.
Yeah. All right. Krista J, this is to you. You've been the host of this program for those 4 years as well. At the end of the day, we called you honorary firefighter, because there's information that you're able to reiterate.
Yes.
I mean, every so often you would hear her say, I'm quite enough with this guy every 30 seconds. I mean, we know that learning has taken place from
absolutely.
Is there anything that stands out in your memory over those 4 years?
Besides meeting me nice.
All right, we're going to talk about the horror stories again.
You know, there's so many. I mean, we're here talking and there's so many memorable programs for me. Yes, the fire prevention tips from the days of Officer Lisa Prescott. She would have been on the show as well. And it's from those days where I would have learned that a fire doubles in size every 30 seconds. You know, my husband, this is a bit of a personal note. You know, I would want to unplug things. And he's like, listen, man, you're learning all these things on the 3-1 radio show. And I'm like, I said, yes, you need to unplug the thing, you know. So, But I've learned so much from how to deal with tires and the treading of tires and, you know, about stoves and that you need to service your washing machine ever so often. You know, these are the things that are so important for fire prevention and smoke alarms, where to place the smoke alarms and the fire extinguishers, it kind of extinguishes. Don't have fuel for the fire. You know, you were talking just now, and I was also remembering another guest who would have had from the daycare. I can't remember her name, but a lady would have come and talk about the daycare where there was a fire that started.
Correct. Yes.
Right.
There was a fire there. She was able to act a part and lead to save the place.
Right. Because there would have...
Disabilities Unit. I remember that.
Yes, we can't forget that. Yes. Yes, that was good. I mean, there are so many really good episodes. When I thought that I knew it all, I realized that I was barely skimming the surface.
Then there was the experience when we had some person who actually had a house fire come in and talk about their experience. That was Shepard McNeil. He came in and he did that. And at that point in time, it was KB. How could we forget KB? KB Clean. Who was
I can't forget KB. And Dennis Johnson, he would have hosted at times as well. So we
I never got to host a program with him. Aww. Whenever he did, I had to be away. I think he did. <It's pumper. laughs>
Yes, so Dennis and KB, they would have hosted at a different time.
Definitely, we had run it a couple of times, but then he didn't want to be with us anymore since we beat y'all in the cricket match.
I won't even go there.
It's okay, I sat there.
And if Allison was here, she... Oh my.
Over the years, it has been. I mean, there are some persons who would have never expected the program to go for this period. Mm. And I would say at one point in time, even me myself, I didn't see a 4-year down the line. But I'm honestly, you know what? When you put God before, you do anything and you ask for his guidance and you ask for his, I don't care how the naysayers may look at me, sobers. At this point in time, you know, he gives you the information, he gives you the blessing, and he helps to develop things into what there should be. But this program would be nothing, and I mean absolutely nothing, if it was not for our committed listeners out there who religiously sit every Sunday and just listen to Sobers, just yabber off at you. But then Colin comes in with valuable information and I back him up.
Yes.
I mean, at the end of it, we have to, there is a bond within the unit and it's only reflected when we come here on air.
Yes.
And then when persons are, you know, keep up the good work. I think we feed off of that. We feed off of the motivation that we get out there. When persons, you know, we didn't know that. Thanks for telling us this. Thanks for educating. And it makes us then dig even deeper to pull out, you know, what haven't we talked about? Or what is happening within our service that we can share with other persons? You know, people just tend to remember the fire service when they have an emergency, and then outside of that, they don't need you, they don't want you. Before you. Anyhow, I'll hold out my tears. So we don't want to be just seen as just another entity who only responds during emergency purposes. We didn't just want this program to be another PowerPoint, come sit down, dry talk kind of information thing. Everybody here brought their personality. Yes, my personality might be big and overshadow Jason's, but we know that. So, but I'll do it all of us.
But I must say, though, to the listeners, because there's so much occasions, and I can't even name all of them, where we're out in the public, and if you just start speaking before you even introduce yourself, like, wait, you sober? Or you sprint? Like, they recognize you from that. So, it says a lot that, you know, the information is being spread, but there's one particular lady who I would never, ever forget. This lady, she came, she saw me, she's like, oh, I love to hear the program. I just miss, I always hear this program.
Can we move on now? We're not interested in his stories.
No. And the lady said, she said, but the two women on the program, they got one that is so bubbly and so cheerful. And they got another one that she always ready to fight. They're two fire women. I was like, two fire women? I had a quite lady that I know. No, that's the same person. But that's one person. He's like, and she just came from laughing. She's the one being just off. No, she's like, bitch. So, to that lady, if you're listening, shout out to you. I understand you and what the listeners have to go through, because I just have to deal with it every day. Even when I go home, I WhatsApp, I be like, she would tell
her,
she start laughing, and she was sober. You remember what they say? I want it done by tomorrow. Like, what is wrong with her? But for all those listening who did not know before, that is one person that is laughing. Yeah, that's one person, but she just proved to us that there is a God. And for her calling God, I must say I give thanks to as well, to not only to God, but to you, Kristen J, for the job that you're doing and what you bring to the show, and to all the staff at Starcom as well. So thanks to you all.
Yes,
let me apologize to our listeners. From next week, y'all would not be hearing so far since we addressed the Communication Service Authority building. You can call him at one in the back of the truck.
But you know what? You're thanking me, and you know, I'm honored to be able to do the show. But we can't forget as well, Mr. Anthony Green, who is now station manager. At that time, he would have been programming content manager. And I remember when he asked me to go with him to the meeting there at the headquarters, was it?
Yes.
At Cheapside, yes.
Conference room, correct.
Yes, and when I would have first met you all, and, you know, just to see how the 311 radio show has grown over the years. I mean, I really can't believe it's already 4 years. I remember the first few days when you would have come to record, and, you know, when COVID hit and we weren't able to do face-to-face recordings, and we would have had to transition to Zoom, thank God for Zoom, you know, where I was still at home able to record. And, you know, just thankful to God, yes, for what he's done for the past 4 years of the show.
Well, we haven't mentioned
it. I'm hoping we cannot forget
him. Because, you know, with all the talk about the Zoom and everything, the technical man, Mr. Daddy Biggs, we have to.
Forget Daddy Biggs. Yes.
Forget Mr. Biggs for sure. I don't know if I can be able to live it, though. If
you got that right.
I don't remember to mention Daddy Biggs, who does a tremendous job, you know, behind the scenes.
Yeah.
He's not one to be in the spotlight, but he's definitely the person who makes a lot of this happen, who makes all of this happen from the technical perspective.
Yeah.
So big up to Daddy Biggs all the time.
Yeah, we must thank him because we know Corey would not have thanked him. So sure.
That is a lie. That's my off-air husband.
Oh my goodness. It's been really good. It's been a journey and we've learned so much. And I was just actually thinking, what if we were to compile all that we've learned into like a book or something? I mean, I'm sure you have your handbooks and your books and so on. But, you know, it would just be interesting to have some kind of a physical documentation or electronic documentation in one space of all that we've done. I don't know how possible that is. You know, maybe there should be a movie or film or something. But we actually did film. We actually did film down by those who are watching the video will see the picture of the former Bridgetown fire station. Where we would have done a film. Thank God we did it. You know, I should look for it and share it again on the Facebook page.
I think it's on YouTube, but I think I think it probably will be on, might be on YouTube. I'm not sure. I think so.
Yes, I believe so. But, you know, these are just memories that we can really hold on to. And we're thankful for the work that the Barbados Fire Service is doing, that you all continue to do and to contribute to not just what you do in your calling as fire officers, but even on the show, your contribution to the nation in letting us all know about our smoke alarms and fire extinguishers. And, you know, it just wouldn't have been the same. And I'm really, really thankful. It's sometimes the things you don't know, because we don't know the number of fires that were prevented, that have been prevented in the past 4 years, even because of 30 seconds of information you would have given on a program. The lives that would have may have been saved, you know, the families that would have been saved, the possession, the property. We have no idea, but we continue to push on.
I will say that in conjunction with this program, the work that the other officers have been doing as well, we have been seeing a steady trend of decrease in fires annually. So that is a testimony to this program and the work of the members of the Barbados Fire Service.
Amen.
So I will continue, you know, give Jack his jacket. Yes, we're preaching it on this end. On Sundays, persons are hearing. We're hoping that they're spreading the word. Or when they see somebody like Sober's doing nonsense, hauling by his shirt, Jack can pull him up in the ear for it. Again, with the officers, when they go there and they're having community relations with persons out there, you know, ma'am, you shouldn't have done this. If anything, there are alternatives. Then we have the burn permit, which is also something else, again, that was introduced during the last, year or so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so this also would have contributed. So we can see what the program is doing. We can see the works of the officers by the reduction in those fires, as we say, annually. So at times, it may seem like to general person, no, fires are up. It may seem at that point in time, yes, you're hearing about fires constantly, but when we look at the statistics for that same period, we recognize, you know what, they seem to be up, but somehow the numbers still have not gotten up to that point. We're seeing the decrease. And then when we do our annual statistics, then we definitely recognize that our aim was a 10% decrease in fires every year.
Wow.
And we see that one residential fire is still too much. Mm-hmm. Too many. I mean, at the end of it, it means that somebody has lost their home. So we will continue to preach to persons, whether you get tired of hearing us or not. You may be tired, but we may be saving somebody else's life, or the life you save might be your very own.
Amen.
Yes, there are times when I think all of us become passionate. Mm-hmm. About what we're doing, when we see certain things and when we expect that persons would play a greater role and take more responsibility and be held accountable for their actions, that yes, I will go from the laughing Natasha, the mellow Natasha, to the, I don't know what it is that the not, lady not said so to you, but
passionate.
I would,
let's just use the word passionate.
But all in all, as I said, we have persons like Heather Hoy,
We have fire officers, moms. I know the guy, Rodney Best. His mom does not miss this program at all. I don't have her name. Wow. We have Aunt Ruth, who does a Jason's aunt. My father loves to hear Jason. My father likes to hear Jason. He don't like to hear me.
Also, shout out to the Weeks family. They always tune in, the Weeks family.
The Weeks family. Hi, Weeks. I know they're related to me. Come off of Weeks, too. If they're related to you, have no relations. We're not relations.
And I would also like to say to Jason's aunt, Mary is her name? I can't remember.
Mary
Collins. Is it?
It's Mary Collins.
No, Ruth.
Okay. See, it was a Bible name. Okay, Ruth. Ruth Collins.
Then his mom.
My mom and dad all
dad as well, always listening. I have a neighbor down there, Maureen. She says, you don't ever show me out. Maureen, this one is for you. I mean, then we have, oh my gosh, there's this guy who play paddle ball with. I don't think I really want to call his name, but Eddie, thanks for listening. Thanks for championing the call. He would always call, you hear her today, hear her today. I mean, there are so many people out there who continue to give support, and we are ever so glad. I can use my major term, we ever so glad for the support. We want to thank you from the bottom of our hearts for making this a reality, for making this possible, because we know if it wasn't for you, that Mr. J and Mr. Green would have pulled this program off the air ever since.
You know what? I don't want to end the program. We have about a minute left, but I don't want to end the program without also acknowledging who is now Divisional Officer Wayne Vaughn, because he would have been quite instrumental in the first, at least the first year of the 311 radio show.
First 3 years, born, Lisa.
3 years, right, Lisa.
Tears.
Yes. Yeah, we can't forget them. You know, I know you said officers, but we have to call Wayne Vaughn, we have to call Lisa Prescott for the contributions made in those early years of the 311 radio show.
Yeah, we are very grateful. We are very grateful for all of them. I didn't do it at the beginning, but we'll do it now, right?
I don't know.
So happy birthday to us. Happy birthday to us. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to us.
Yay!
Thanks. I give you thanks for all you've done. There's a remix. We are so blessed. This show is the best. Hey. So, oh Lord, we give you thanks.
Nice. Oh, what a great note to end as we celebrate the fourth anniversary of the 311 radio show. We give God thanks for all he's done and for you and for all he's going to continue to do. Bless you, Senior Fire and Life Safety Officer Natasha Ford, Fire and Life Safety Officers Jason Collins and Kevin Sobers. God continue to be with you all.
Thank you.
Blessings on you as well.
Thank you all, listeners. Thank you all, listeners. Continue to enjoy, people. Have a wonderful week, everybody.
Yes.
And as we always say,
fire prevention is organization.
All right, that's it. God bless. Remember, you can look out for the podcast on vov929.com and the video recording, which will be very different this week on vov92.9 FM's Facebook page. God bless you. I'm Krista J. Paul. Have a great week.
Protecting life and property. Call 311. Promoting fire safety. Call 311. Enforcing safety standards. Call 311. Even rescuing animals. Call 311. Jaws of life and accidents. Men and women of resilience. Teaching boat extinguishers. Rescue and life savers. Call 311.
When there is a crisis, you can depend on the Barbados Fire Service, 311.